Siri.
You're welcome.
Conditions apply.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Was your information stolen? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. There's been yet another big data breach, this time affecting Capital One. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has details live.
Dave, more than 100 million Capital One credit applications were accessed during this hacking, revealing credit scores, balances, and the social security numbers of about 140,000 customers. The breach also involves 80,000 bank account numbers. A hearing is set in federal court in Seattle for Thursday for Paige A. Thompson, who was charged with a single count of computer fraud and abuse in connection to the hacking of Capital One customer information. Thompson, who also goes by the handle Erratic, has been ordered to remain in custody, Dave.
I'm telling you, President Trump keeps going after Baltimore, and Elijah Cummings, the Democratic congressman, he calls a racist. Here's Fox's Sean Langell.
Suggesting money allocated for his West Baltimore district was either stolen or wasted. The president tweeting Cummings should, quote, investigate himself with his oversight committee. But one of Maryland's Democratic senators, Ben Cardin, says,
I think the president is appealing to racism. And that makes him a racist.
And Democrats running for president might talk about that tonight. 10 will debate in Detroit, including Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. 10 more candidates will debate tomorrow night, including frontrunner Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. In a few hours, President Trump will go to Jamestown as Virginia commemorates the 400th anniversary of the first legislative assembly before there were even colonies. Some black state lawmakers plan to boycott the event. The trial started this morning in Sweden. For an American rapper, President Trump tried to get released from jail.
ASAP Rocky's lawyer telling a court in Stockholm that his client pleads not guilty to a charge of assault. The lawyer saying the rapper, real name Rakim Myers, acted in self-defense in a street brawl in the Swedish capital last month. Prosecutors telling the court Myers threw a man to the ground before the artist and two other men kicked and punched him.
That's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
When the sand gets hot, you gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee. Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales. Modem must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
There was a vigil in Gilroy, California, the night after the Garlic Festival shooting.
We're here this evening to mourn these losses. We're here this evening to support each other.
Three people were killed in this shooting, a 6-year-old boy, 13-year-old girl, and a man in his 20s. Police Chief Scott Smithy said any time a life is lost, it's tragic.
But when it's young people, it's even worse.
He says the shooting could have been worse. Had officers stationed at the festival not engaged within a minute of the suspect opening fire, killing him. FBI Special Agent in Charge Craig Fair says they are looking into things like
motivation, ideological leanings. Was he affiliated with anyone or any group?
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
President Trump faced opposition from many of his fellow Republicans in the Senate who tried but failed to overcome one of his vetoes.
A majority of senators backed a veto override, but far fewer than the two-thirds majority required. It means the administration can go ahead with an $8 billion weapons sale to Saudi Arabia and other U.S. allies in the Persian Gulf without congressional approval. President Trump vetoed a series of disapproval resolutions, arguing it sent the wrong message to allies amid increasing threats from Iran. Lawmakers, however, have expressed growing concern over Saudi Arabia's handling of the war in Yemen and the killing of U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There are some big economic events today. Trade talks resume in China. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin in Shanghai for those negotiations. President Trump tweeted that China always changes the deal in the end to their benefit. Now, the Federal Reserve also starts a two-day meeting considering an interest rate cut that Wall Street is expecting tomorrow. Ahead of that, there could be selling before the opening bell. Dow futures are down nearly 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Tuesday morning. I'm Stevie J. Your local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A new report says dozens of wealthy families have reportedly given up legal guardianship of their teenagers so those teens can claim significantly lower incomes and earn need-based financial aid for college. The Wall Street Journal and ProPublica each detailed the efforts after finding paperwork from Chicago area parents to financially separate themselves from their kids. Andy Borst, head of undergraduate admissions at the University of Illinois here in Urbana, told ProPublica it is a scam. He said wealthy families are manipulating the financial aid process to be eligible for financial aid they would not otherwise be eligible for. The body of a person found in the 300 block of South State Street just before 7 a.m. Monday has been identified. The Champaign County coroner identified the man as 23-year-old Julian Cummings of Champaign. Preliminary autopsy results indicate the man died from natural causes. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, it's Michelle Mott with the 217 Mortgage Team with the Illinois National Bank. When you work with us on your home loan, you get a full team of experts. Take Linda, for example. Linda sat on hold for over 45 minutes just trying to get pre-approved.
Please remain on the line as we value your call.
Don't grow frustrated with a company that doesn't care or have the time. Don't be Linda. Come see me and the team at Illinois National Bank for your next home loan.
Illinois National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. NMLS number 47721. Michelle's is 1-840-439.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose or BlossomBasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. High 84 expected today, 57 our low tonight, up to 80 tomorrow, down to 55, 82 on Thursday, down to 59, 84 on Friday, mostly sunny conditions, down to around 60. That goes into our weekend, too, a nice start to August. Right now, the temperature's at 67 with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
All right, it's good to have you listening Tuesday morning. Thank you. We have an offer later. I've got some corporate wear from Game Day Spirit. If you want to win $250 to get yourself some corporate wear, I'll do that for you at about 20 before 8. Stand by. Some other exciting things Thursday. I mentioned yesterday, Thursday, I'm going to be doing something for our Hawaii cruise on an inside cabin and a deal you'll never get. So if you have interest in that, that'll be Thursday morning at 7:40. Maybe you or someone you know would really like deal of a lifetime, maybe, on an inside cabin to Hawaii, December 27 to January 12. So it's a pretty long stint, but stand by for that. So we're having fun having you spend my money. And the requirement is you have to tell me what you think of the experience. So today it'll be stuff, shirts, button downs, whatever you're looking for work. We got that for you. Well, our friend, political expert, Donald P. Mazzella. How are you, sir?
Great. And yourself? You sound happy today.
Good Jersey man here, my friends. Donald P. Mazzella. Okay. I think maybe the best thing Donald Trump's done in a while is Baltimore. I've never looked up Baltimore in my life. This is a absolute mess. I had no idea. What happened?
Well, you know, last September I was there for the Natural Products East Show. And when we wanted to go out for a walk at night, they said, don't do it at my luxury hotel because of the violence there. You know, someone said to me last night, President Trump speaks what a lot of people think. And in this case, he was pointing out, he wasn't racist, he was just pointing out the fact that in Baltimore, where Congressman Cummings has represented for years, the situation is very poor, as it is in a majority of American urban cities controlled by the Democratic machines. Over the last 30 years, there's been a steady deterioration in cities. Don't forget, in 1950, Baltimore was rated the wealthiest and nicest city in America. And since that point, what, 70-odd, almost 70 years, it's now become a squalid place where the President of the United States pointed out, why don't you stay home and make things better? Instead, Cummings sits there and bashes them. Then we have our good friend, I've been covering Al Sharpton for over 30 years.
Oh boy.
There he is in New York, suddenly going to take a train down to Washington, down to Baltimore. And what he's going to do is going to insert himself into a national issue because we haven't heard from him in about a year. It's a sad situation. President Trump doesn't talk about race in his tweets. He talks about things that need to be done in this country or need to be identified. And what greater, you know, a week ago we weren't thinking about Baltimore. Now we're all over the place talking about Baltimore, where the last three mayors have all resigned in disgrace, and where the president's pointing out some deficiencies.
Well, I know we're interested in the border, and we should be. But, man, we have need in probably most of our major cities. I mean, and we've been sending, the federal government gave Baltimore $1.8 billion. Where's that money, Donald?
It's going to graft, et cetera. I was born and raised in Newark. And when there were over almost 200,000 students in Newark, there were 78 Board of Education officials. Now there's just about 125,000. This is Newark, and there are 800 Board of Education officials. You do the math. You look at the same in Baltimore or any other major city. We've built a bureaucracy. We've built ways to stifle the spread of funds to the people that need it. After all, what do people want? They want education for their children. They want job opportunity. And they want safety in the streets.
Yeah.
If you don't have any or all three, you have a stagnating, dying city. And that's what you have in Baltimore and a lot of other cities.
Yeah. Hey, because, can it be fixed? I mean, really, can we do something about Baltimore and other cities?
Well, it all begins with a vote. I'm a journalist. I just look at it and say, if it ain't work, fix it. And how do you fix it? You bring in people with new ideas who aren't beholden to the old regime, and get them to start making the changes that are necessary. 70% of black parents in most cities will tell you they want the charter schools because the public schools fail. They want jobs. And by the way, the Trump economy is raising all the boats. If you look at it, black unemployment is the lowest level in over 70 years.
Yeah.
Now, the Democrats will say it's President Obama who did it. I don't care who did it. That's the only way you improve places like Baltimore is to get them jobs, get them good education, and make them safe.
Oh, they did a survey of 13 high schools in Baltimore. Not one student was proficient in math. Not one.
Oh, no.
It is unbelievable. Donald P. Mazzella, M-A-Z-Z-E-L-L-A. How do people find you, Don?
The National Robotics Education Foundation. That's my... where I'd like for them to go, v-nref.org. It's for helping students improve their skills in robotics and artificial intelligence so they can get the jobs in the future that are coming into this marketplace.
Well, listen, I appreciate it, Jersey man. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Donald Metzilla. So Baltimore was called the most dangerous city in the world a couple of years ago. I'm not sure what the current standings are.
Used to be one of the wealthiest 50 years ago, he said.
I know 71 people were shot in Chicago last week, 71, and 1,560 have been shot in Chicago this year. Every 3 hours and 13 minutes, somebody is shot in Chicago, and every 16 hours and 57 minutes, somebody is shot and killed in Chicago. Mm. Police have told me in Chicago, ain't ever coming back. So what do? We just tolerate it? Quarter after, ESPN 93.5. You can text me, 359-2255. We should not allow a city as proud as Baltimore, which was founded in 1729, to look like that and to be like that. But I don't know. You're going to have to do some things that might ruffle feathers. Sports headlines, Diane.
All right. Cubs and Cardinals, they'll be at it tonight just after 7. Of course, if you want to hear the Cardinals, you might favor the ESPN 93.5 side. Cubs fans are over there on US 105.9 across the hallway here at Stevie J Broadcasting. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Cardinals and Cubs play at 7:15 tonight, first game of a three-game series, the two teams sharing the top of the National League Central. Adam Wainwright on the mound against Yu Darvish. It'll be a busy week, not just the series between the Cardinals and Cubs, but tomorrow's trade deadline. Cardinals president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak.
That's exciting to think that you might be able to do something to help your club. And, you know, I think the one thing that's tough right now is I think we're all sort of dealing with the unknown. All of us who have been a part of trading deadlines in the past, it was always like, okay, well, if we don't get something done now, we still have the whole month of August to do so, but that's not the case anymore. And so for us to recognize that it's a true deadline and a hard one come 3 o'clock on Wednesday, we need to really try to be moving on this. But I think the one thing you're realizing is the sellers are looking at, like, they're just willing to take their product out there for as long as they can to see if they can get a better deal.
6:20 Ameren Total Access, 7:15, the first pitch tonight for the Cardinals and Cubs.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Chicago White Sox also had the day off yesterday. They'll host the New York Mets. Now, there's kind of a minor league report for the Cardinals.
Harrison Bader has been sent to AAA. Try and find his swing. 8 out of 78. Oof. Oh, Marcell Ozuna, rehab assignment begins tonight in Memphis. AAA. Matt Carpenter in AA is struggling. Rehabbing his foot. He is 0 for 19. In the minor league, so he is really having trouble. And the Cardinals pick up Zach Roskopf. Anyway, from the Dodgers, he'll be assigned to AAA and maybe help the big club. He's been in five teams in 5 years and used to pitch for the Cubs. Zach Roskopf is his left-handed pitcher. Nothing major, but a move.
Yeah,
and the deadline is
tomorrow.
3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Eastern, 2 o'clock Central Time. Cubs are going to make something happen, and so are the Cardinals.
Brewers have Jordan Lyles back from the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Picked him up as a pitcher.
NFL action. Louisiana judge ordered NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and three officials from the NFC title game in January, where the Rams ended up beating the New Orleans Saints, will be questioned under oath in September.
Yeah.
It looks like the lawsuit involves $75,000 in damages to be donated to charity for that failure to flag that pass interference.
Yeah, but who remembers that?
Okay.
Weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out? That's when you get it to Gerber. locations throughout central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
Up to 84 today with the sunshine, 57 our low tonight, 80 the high tomorrow, down to 55, 82 on Thursday, sunny on Friday, high 84. Same for Saturday with mostly sunny conditions and a high 85. Right now the temperature is at 67. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at Provident Financial Group LLC. .com. Debates tonight, part one tonight, part two tomorrow night. Jeffrey Zucker, who kind of runs CNN, has already kind of leaned toward Kamala Harris. What's that about?
Business Network. Drug companies Eli Lilly and Merck are both reporting business was stronger than expected in the spring quarter. Procter & Gamble also reported an upbeat quarter. The accused hacker of Capital One's cloud service has been arrested. 33-year-old Paige Thompson is a former employee of its cloud provider, Amazon Web Services. The hacking of more than 100 million card customers and applicants was discovered by an ethical hacker who was testing the network's security. Both Capital One and Amazon shares are losing ground before the Wall Street open. Air Canada has joined Southwest in removing Boeing 737 MAX jets from its schedule until next January. European budget airline Ryanair says it could be forced to cut jobs and close some of its airport bases if there are further delays in returning the Boeing 737 MAX planes to service. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Count on me.
Well, in all of this political hubbub, there's always uplifting messages. Habib is always uplifting, and now you're kind of a free agent, are you not? Get that thing nice and close. I mean, if somebody wanted to hire an executive, you might be on the waiver wire here. You might just be ready to go.
As long as it's not sports. I'm not good at sports.
How you doing?
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Guess what I brought you today?
Tell me.
Well, you know, the song says the devil went down to Georgia, but a truck driver came up from Georgia and brought great Georgia peaches, and I'm bringing you and Diane some.
Nice.
They look perfect. These are truly
peaches.
Georgia peaches for those on the YouTube channel.
Excellent.
It is a perfect peach.
It is.
And it's just perfectly perfect.
I hope you enjoy them.
Thank you. Habib, you're part of the Summit Faculty Global Leadership Summit coming up at the Vineyard. This is this weekend?
August 8th and 9th.
A week from this weekend.
Yeah, it's Thursday and Friday. Next Thursday and Friday, not 2 days from now, but
okay.
Next week. 8th and 9th. There's 15 speakers.
Wow.
405,000 participants in 500 locations in 120 countries. This is
you want to be around information, positive, uplifting.
Yeah.
You just can't feed yourself enough of this. This is going to be an outstanding day or two.
And that's right. It's as if they spent 2 days with you, Stevie, and made their day. Actually, I really always bring a big notebook.
Yeah.
Because I can't take notes fast enough.
You write these little nuggets that could make you better.
You will better in everything. You can be a better spouse. You can be a better father. You can be a better supervisor. You can be a better friend. It's better all the way around.
All right. It's coming up at the Vineyard Church. It's a massive facility, big screen.
Absolutely.
Okay. And it's $209 a person. That's a huge value. I mean,
divide that up by 15.
Yeah,
it's not much,
not much money. Yeah. And each one will speak, what, an hour or so, 45 minutes?
Yeah, there are breaks in between, so you can come and go. But the best news is I brought two tickets with me.
What?
Yeah, two tickets.
We're
nice.
Going to give two? That's $418 if I did my math right.
Nice.
You're good in math. Well, Baltimore didn't pass, but you passed.
Woo! There you go.
Exactly. All right, so this is a Global Leadership Summit. It's Friday, Saturday?
Thursday, Friday,
a week from this Thursday, Friday.
That's right.
Vineyard Church, how do they register online?
Globalleadership.org and select the Urbana location. Globalleadership.org and select the Urbana location.
Okay. And then you'll come back and tell me about October 11, Live to Lead that you're part of. We'll get you back on about this. But this will be a week from this Thursday, Friday at the Vineyard. You're talking about 15 speakers that will lift you up. You'll learn things. You'll be a better husband, wife, parent, leader at your work. It's just one of those things you ought to take advantage of.
And if you're none of the above, you'll just be a happier person.
It
starts 8 in the morning till 4 or 4:30.
It's just a work day. Well, send your people, folks.
Yeah.
If you got people, this will make them better. All right, if you would like to go, I can't believe you bought two tickets
to it.
That's
great.
So what do we do with that, Diane? We can't take the first texter. How about the 15th?
Okay. HH?
Yeah, HH for Habib. Habib.
Excellent.
HH. And in your voice-activated system as you drive, H as in Habib. Habib. You just text in HH if you want two tickets to this incredible event that will lift you up. 359-2255. Anybody?
Yes, they are.
Here they come.
Thanks, Stevie.
Habib, thank you. Again, what's the website for this?
Globalleadership.org and select the Urbana location.
Peaches and two passes. Come on, man.
I love it.
Nice to see you.
Take care.
Habib, one of the finest men I know. The Global Leadership Summit, plenty of participation this morning. 359-2255. And you have a chance for the 15th text to go to this for free. $418 in value. 728. Good luck. And I guess we do have a winner in our HH competition here.
It's true.
His name is Justin
Carpenter from Gibson City.
Okay, and he just won two passes to this incredible Global Leadership, an opportunity to really, really improve yourself. $209. You can go online.
It's convenient for him. He works in that area right off I-74 and Lincoln Avenue.
Yeah, congratulations, Justin. Enjoy and grow and love it. A week from this Thursday, Friday at the Vineyard. 7:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. A presidential visit today gets the cold shoulder.
Virginia's black state lawmakers, a great many of them, will boycott today's commemoration of the 400 years of representative democracy.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Jamestown. The Virginia Legislative Black Caucus saying in a statement, the president's participation is, quote, antithetical to the principles the caucus stands for. In Gilroy, California last night, hundreds gathering to remember the victims of Sunday night's mass shooting.
Two of the three killed were children, a 6-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl. The third victim was a 20-year-old man who had just graduated college. Those wounded in the mass shooting ranged in age from 12 to 69 years old. Five people remain hospitalized.
Fox's Claudia Cowan, the 19-year-old shooter, was killed by police. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 1 year in prison is the sentence for a Champaign man who brought a loaded gun into the American Legion. 20-year-old Calum Hairston pleaded guilty to aggravated unlawful use of weapons. He admitted that on May 23rd, he had a fully loaded Glock handgun in the pocket of his sweatshirt at the American Legion on Hickory Street. Because of prior juvenile adjudication of possession of a firearm without a firearm owner's ID card, he is not allowed to have guns. Other charges were dropped. If you've applied for a Capital One card, your personal information might have been compromised. About 100 million people in the United States were affected by the hacking. Someone gained unauthorized access to customer personal information of people who applied for their credit card products and existing Capital One customers in March of this year. The stolen data was hosted on Amazon Web Services, but Amazon's denied any responsibility or that its security was breached. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli. What?
Where do you want to go?
Yeah, you want to go to Hawaii.
Now, $4,200 is a lot of money. But for this, if you cost average it out over the days, it's a really, really good deal. You just have to have that kind of time, too. So maybe you know somebody who's retired that been looking to go to Hawaii. It is so great in Hawaii.
Well, it's a good time of year to travel at the end of December and into the new year. A lot of people are off.
Well, for a while there, and if you're a student or a family of college kids and, you know, they got scholarships and you got a little extra money, you can always do that. Anyway, Thursday morning, 7:40, I'll make a special deal on one inside cabin. So stand by for that on Thursday morning. Another deal coming up in just a moment. CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc., brings us our weather. You need Betsy and Brad Parks to keep that place clean. They got it all. You need machines?
They let me drive one.
It's so great when Betsy comes on by and does some consulting for you to decide what kind of chemicals are best and how to work more efficiently.
Yeah. No, it's all good there. They know how to clean urinals and stuff without touching anything. It's so cool. CMIClean.com, 359-6262. Here's your weather.
Mostly sunny, high 84, down to 57 this evening. 80 the high tomorrow with sunny conditions, down to around 55. We've got the neighborhood nights between 6:30 and 8. Prairie Park is over by the Brookings Building and the Painkillers Blues on stage. 82 the high on Thursday, and patio play at Houlihan's on Thursday evenings is always fun. Down to 59. The weather's perfect to see outdoor music this week. Right now, the temperature's at 70. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, touch on Baltimore and the devastation that is Baltimore. Bernie Sanders called it a third world country in 2015. And not until Donald Trump blasts Elijah Cummings. And based on that type of example, you can't criticize anyone of color or you're a racist. Is that what I understand?
Pretty much.
Okay. Just want to know the rules here. So if somebody of color is not very good at what they do, you can't say anything and they're a racist. So I get it. Okay, just checking the scorecard here on how we do this, because that would be pretty bad if we can't do constructive criticism. And everybody thinks Donald Trump's a Nazi, racist, bigot, homophobe. I don't know whatever list there is. I just name them all.
That's right.
Anyway, it's a mess in Baltimore. And here's hoping that Elijah Cummings, by all accounts a good guy, meets with Donald Trump in the Oval Office under the auspices of, you know what, we disagree on everything, but it doesn't mean we can't work together.
That's right.
Wouldn't that be refreshing? They'll never do it because it'd make Donald Trump look good, so they can't do that.
Well, I didn't realize what a mess Baltimore was.
It's got so many issues, and there's been documentaries on this town and the rat infestation, which apparently is fairly common in the urban cities, in these major urban areas. And I don't know, I guess you just, you know, it's all under Democratic leadership. I don't know if that matters. Maybe you just have that in big cities. I think the only example I can cite for a big city success was Mayor Giuliani in New York City, who cleaned up a lot. All the stats prove it. He got tough on stuff. He cleaned it up, and it got better. And now we're going the other direction in Los Angeles and the Bay Area, Baltimore certainly. We're talking about blocks and blocks of abandoned buildings where drug deals are happening, where homeless people live, and the infestation of rodents and all the other horrible things. The 13 high schools that they surveyed in Baltimore, not one student was proficient in math. Not one. That isn't any good. And yet, what do? If we sent, I don't know, National Guard in there, and if we spent, I don't know, 10 years on the ground doing half of what we're doing for those being held at the southern border, we put that kind of effort into a city, I got to think it would work. If we said we're knocking all of that down, and then we're going to build you all a 2,000-square-foot home, and then we're going to have people on every street corner making sure peace is kept, and we're going to root out the bad guys and try and see what we can do about these gangs. It's just horrible.
Can we work with the church communities on all of these cities?
Certainly. But I mean, as far as the, oh gosh, fix it, you fix it. What do? We can't fix Chicago. I mean, it's devastating. And it starts, you know, you got to start right at law enforcement. They're not allowed to do their jobs. You can't get rough with anybody. I've told this story before. 5-6 years ago, an officer from Chicago met him at a golf tournament. His son was playing. My son was playing. And I'll never forget it. He said, I got 1 year, 6 months, 14 days, and 7 hours left, and I'm leaving the state. He said, there's not one officer in Chicago that will chase anybody anymore because we'll tackle them. They'll hurt their shoulder. They'll sue, and the city will settle. Yeah, that's not working. How's that working? It's not working.
Right.
You can't kind of break a law. You can't pick and choose what laws you choose to follow. But how many examples do we have that today under the auspices of prejudice and hate? Yeah, if we can't follow that law, we're not going to help ICE, we're not going to do anything because, oh, that's wrong. When do you get to decide that? If you don't like it, you change it in the halls of Congress. You don't change it in your mind because you think it's unfair. Where does that begin and end?
nuts. Okay. I feel better. That's 20 good. Before 8, 359.
And you can contribute too.
Yeah.
359-2255.
Always want to hear what you say, even if you think I'm off my rocker. Like some of the left, I think, is off their rocker. Debates 1 and 2. By the way, Jeff Zucker, who runs CNN, has been very outward in the past few years for Kamala Harris. Let's hope the CNN plays it as straight as they can with their own folks.
Yes.
And see how that goes and what they'll say about the shooting in Gilroy, California, caused, you know, same people to gun rehab form, whatever you're going to do. One crazy person, so we all have to change, kind of taking your shoes off at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have any answers for all that. I mean, I'm for more background checks and some things that make sense, but I don't know what you do about it. There's all these strict gun laws in Chicago and Baltimore. I don't seem to be following that. You know, the lawbreakers, there are no laws. They don't care. All right, if you would like something now, this is a deal we have this morning with our partner Game Day Spirit. They have the apparel. They have the stuff. I am wearing those on the YouTube channel. Can't really see it, but I got a logo, Stevie J Broadcasting logo.
You look really good.
I like this shirt. I wear it probably too much. I need more. Got it from Game Day. So if you have some sort of a business, or you are in charge of apparel for your business, or you want to get some shirts for your company, I'm going to give you $250 toward that end. If you are interested. So you need to text in Game Day using your voice-activated Apple Play. 359-2255. If you would like me to give you $250 towards some apparel at Game Day Spirit, $250.
That's awesome.
They got great quality. I like this shirt because it's super, super good quality.
Hey.
So text me now, Game Day, 359-2255, if you're a decision maker at your place of business.
Sounds good.
I got money for you, and you can get some shirts, you can get some polos, you can get, and they've really got good quality. That's what I really like.
Good to see the text coming in.
All right, Game Day, 359-2255, 359-2255 for Game Day. Text in Game Day for a chance at $250. We'll contact you after 9, and some folks are interested.
Oh, yes.
Is this Aiden Anderson?
Yes, it is, Stevie.
Happy birthday. You're 16.
Yes.
How does it feel?
It feels awesome.
You're a big kid now, man. You know, 16 is a big number. Where did you go eat for your birthday last night?
I can't remember.
Where'd you go?
Old Orchard.
Oh,
Old Orchard. Dang, I forgot.
That's okay.
Old Orchard.
It was so exciting. Did you have pizza?
No, I didn't have pizza. My mom had pizza, but I didn't.
What'd you eat?
I had a cheeseburger, like I always do.
Hey, man, I'm with you on that. A little French fry action, maybe?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, his sister Anna's working at Old Orchard.
So she could be part of it.
Uh-huh.
You went to Old Orchard, and that's a great place.
Gabby came in and gave you a gift. What'd you get for from your big sister, Gabby?
I got a train.
A train set.
No way. That's fun.
Guess what? I actually heard what she said on the phone.
Yes, she called me and said, do you think this is okay? And he happened to be listening.
Oh,
I had
come
her on
that spoiled the surprise. And why do you have her on the speakerphone,
exactly.
Diane? It's a surprise.
So you know, happy sweet 16, son.
Thank you, Mom.
Okay, my friend. Happy birthday, Aiden.
Thank you, Stevie.
You're a good boy. All right, talk soon. Aiden Anderson is 16 today.
He's 6 foot tall now,
he's
Stevie.
A big boy.
Crazy.
Where's the time going?
I don't know. I'm crazy. All right, go check your sports headlines. ESPN 93.5.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. Time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2019 Honda CR-V, which you made the best-selling CUV in America in 2019. And while the joy caused by these deals is quite a joy to behold, it's even better to experience for yourself. So hurry in to your local Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. Based on IHS market calendar year-to-date, March 2019, for non-luxury traditional entry-size CUV segment, new retail registrations in U.S.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. A time for uncontainable elation everywhere you look. And I'm not just talking about summertime. I mean time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2019 Honda HR-V, awarded Best SUV Brand for 2019 by U.S. News & World Report. Hurry into your local Honda dealer.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to centralilhondadealers.com.
See dealer for financing details. U.S. News & World Report, November 2018.
And it's Tuesday. I'll call Dr. Todd Likens, our pet pro. Mm-hmm. Ask the vet if you have any questions about your dog or cat. Text him in, 359-2255. And for all of you interested in $250 towards some corporate wear from game day, we'll get hold of you after 9. Good luck. All right, let's check your sports headlines ahead of Dr. Todd and how to socialize your dog. Stand by.
So we're tied for first in the NL Central?
Tied for first with the St. Louis Cardinals and Chicago Cubs, with Milwaukee one game behind. It is a three-horse race. I had said, check the date, August 8th. That's after the Cardinals' really tough 12-game swing. And they're 1-2 so far, losing 2 out of 3 to Houston. Now they have 3 with the Cubs, 2 with Oakland, 3 with the Dodgers. Very, very good playoff teams, all of them. And we'll see how the Cardinals fare, and they'll see what happens at the trade deadline. All kinds of rumors about the Cubs and the Cardinals.
Right.
They have till tomorrow at 2 Central to make a deal with somebody about something.
And you mentioned Milwaukee. They've obtained Jordan Lyles again from the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Just looking for arms. They've got injuries up there. And Zach Roscup is a reliever the Cardinals have picked up. They're sending him to AAA. And we'll see how all that works out. But we'll see. There's not a lot of people to get.
And poor Matt Carpenter bumped down from AAA to AA.
They're just trying to get a swing back. He has not had a hit in this stint, 0 for 19. So, yeah.
Okay.
Tough. So, and Harrison Bader now will be in Memphis for a bit to try and get his swing back.
Okay. So 56 and 49 are the records for the Cardinals and the Cubs, and the first pitch is just after 7. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5 or Cubs fans over on U.S. 105.9. It looks like a defensive back has committed to our Illini football team, Devin Weatherspoon from Pensacola, Florida. He's 6 foot and 160. It looks like he didn't join the football team until his junior year in high school because he was a triple athlete. He had basketball and track and high jump, 6'7" in high jump. But that's something that we're obtaining in his freshman year here in 2019. So that's trending in Illini Nation right now also. So back to baseball real quick. We have the Chicago White Sox. They were off yesterday also, and they'll host the New York Mets. That's pretty much sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yeah, Bob Osmussen of the Gazette talks about this quarterback that Illinois football got from C.J. Dixon.
Uh-huh.
I think it's class of 2020.
That's right.
But according to Tom Lemming, who's a recruiting guru, I mean, he had offers from Ohio State and Michigan and chose Illinois.
Mm.
Now, Tom Lemming thinks that this kid could bring Illinois back to prominence. That's what he said.
And Jim had just texted in, Carpenter is done.
Oh.
Great guy, but it's time to release him, in my opinion.
Ooh. Well, last year he had 36 home runs and was darn near the MVP of the National League. Then he had a bad September, but he was that good and was on a tear, and you couldn't stop him.
Mm-hmm.
Hit 6 home runs, 6 games in a row. I mean, that kind of a streak. And I had Mike Claiborne from the Cardinal Radio Network on in February, and I said, let's talk about the Cardinals in 2019. And I said, what about Matt Carpenter, who he had not mentioned? And he said, Matt Carpenter doesn't have a spot on my team. I said, he doesn't have what? Well, Claibs knew something. That's a shame. Good man. It's just, this is a tough way to kind of finish if this is in fact it. And he signed for 2 more years. So the Cardinals are going, whoa, don't give up yet. We got $30 million on this guy that he's not done. So there's that. All right, ESPN 93.5, let's check your forecast. We got some much-needed rain yesterday, Diane. Woo, felt good
it's
to get some
true,
of that.
True, it's true. I feel like the plants were just breathing a sigh of relief and drinking it in. High 84 today with the sunshine, down to around 57. 80 the high on Wednesday, down to 55. 82, mostly sunny on Thursday. 84 on Friday and Saturday with mostly sunny conditions. Right now, the temperature's at 70. ESPN 93.5.
Dr. Todd Likens, you can find him at Madison Kirby. It's the pet pro. He's a veterinarian. also next to the police station in Muhammad. How are you this morning, Tom?
Hey, we're doing good today.
I remember we adopted our golden retriever, Sophie, from the Champaign County Humane Society many years ago, and she was a perfect golden retriever, just unbelievable. And then we got her on a leash and went to Hessel Park with people, and you'd have thought they all robbed a bank. She wanted to get everybody. I said, what happened to this dog? It was like, there's no socialization. How would you define socialization of your dog?
Yeah, socialization is two major components. One is how socialization with people, and the other one is socialization. Whoa, I'm having trouble with that word today, with other dogs. And you need to work on both of those early and often.
How would we do that? What is the best way? Because I love the dog parks, but I'm nervous about what the other dog has that my dog can catch, kind of thing.
Yeah, there are definitely pros and cons to dog parks. I mean, that's a perfect vector for spreading diseases. It's just like a daycare that way, and then all the diseases come there and go back out. You go there, your dog may be well socialized, or the other dogs may be well socialized. And somebody comes in to get socialization, and their dog, they just let them go. You can't take your dog there and just let things go until everybody's comfortable.
Oh, you mean that the time I was at the dog park playing, you know, throwing a football for a bunch of dogs, and one of the dogs bit me in the buttocks? That kind of non-socialization?
That dog had a little problem.
Well, and then the woman, the classic quote. She just really hates men. I said, what are you bringing to the dog park?
Exactly. That's the problem. You don't know about the other dogs, other people there. So, I mean, there gets to be cliques there because you go at your time and you have your friends and your dogs develop friends. But the new ones comes in, you got to be ready to intervene or make sure that owner is going to take care of their pet, and they may not know how.
Yeah.
And so that's where, you know, puppy classes, even adult classes for training are good, because a big component they do there is getting dogs used to each other. And this all starts way back at the breeder. I'm telling you right now, do not get a dog that's been raised in a barn or kennel. You want a house-raised dog. Humane societies are great, but they can't socialize. They bring people in to do that, but they need more than what they get.
Yeah, well, there's an overpopulation of pets. It's so sad.
Yeah, we're making good progress on it here. I mean, it's a never-ending job. Yeah. I mean, I had somebody tell me the other day that you know, they're starting to import dogs for some of these humane society type things too, from other countries, which great. Now we're having a global effect. That would be great.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm with Bob Barker when he always say, "Get your pet spayed and neutered." Right? I mean, no question about it. You perform a lot of those, don't you?
Right. Right. Absolutely. Like I said, almost every day.
Yep.
And last week with our dog Olive.
Oh, how's Olive doing?
She's healed up fine, and it was the first couple of days where she was tender and a little more subdued, of course, and she needed to be. But it seems like she's rambunctious once again, and we are keeping work with her on socialization.
Well, you need like to, so you think a class for both the owner and the dog is a good idea?
Right. I mean, you need to develop, it's nice if when you got a dog, if you got some, they can develop some friends. Yep. Notice I say friends, not just one, but multiple dogs. And getting them out in situations, and you've got to have your commands, the sit stays and other things. But trainers are going to help you with this. If you've not done it, there's great stuff on YouTube, and it's just like what brought this up to me is dogs coming into my clinic yesterday, and oh my god, these dogs are at the end of their leash just trying to kill each other, you know. And the owner's saying, oh no, it's just she's just excited. Well, no, it's not appropriate to be excited like that.
Yeah, I get
so
you.
So you got to bring that down. You can't make excuses for your baby.
Yep.
You know, it's like you can't make excuses for Stevie wanting to be a child when he should be an adult with his dog sometimes.
You're right. I'm guilty of that. Last night, the kids came off the mountain and got home at 1:30. This is for Young Life, that non-denominational Christian organization we're so part of.
Yeah, great thing.
So they climbed a mountain and came home about 1:30, and Charlie and Bella are out there, woof, 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 happy, 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 happy. And little Lovey, I didn't have time to get a leash on because I wanted to get out there too, but I left her inside, and she cold-shouldered me for the rest of the night. I mean, she went and got under the bed, and I didn't even look at me because I did not include her in the celebration.
That's right.
And she was so ready, and she'll just go off and say, yeah, she's so smart. Some of these dogs, Todd, are ridiculously smart.
Oh, we've been telling the story as we had adoption week of one of our dogs. who is very special. We have half walls between areas, and her area is on one side, and we let her into the puppy area and shut the door. And she was in there, and she got to thinking, and the next thing you know, she's taking toys one at a time and throwing them over the half door.
You gotta be kidding me.
So when she goes back, she's got them.
That is amazing.
That takes thought.
No, that's reasoning. That's crazy. Okay, Todd, how do people find you?
Hey, they can call us, 355-PETS, 586-PETS, PetProVet at Gmail is actually preferred, and just come on in.
I think I saw former major leaguer Derek Lowe, pitcher for the Boston Red Sox, who has two of your dogs. He was golfing in a national golf tournament. I swear I saw dog hair on his pants. Anyway.
I love Derek. He's a great guy.
Listen, your dogs are great. They're amazing. People can go see these wonderfully just incredible
dogs. And there's a new one going to be coming to work. Maybe next week I'll talk about the new Avalanche. We've got a new male.
Oh, boy. Can't wait. From where? Where?
One of our own.
Hey, Bruce.
He's one of our own.
Hey, Bruce.
He says, too gorgeous.
I can't wait. I'll be in. Thanks, buddy.
All right, see you guys.
That's Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro. We talk vets every Tuesday. And you can get a hold of Madison Kirby, and also next to the police station, you get Walter Eyes. That means a $20 bath for your dog. $20.
What a great deal.
Yeah, it is. Okay, done for the hour. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News, standing by. CNN is in Detroit tonight with the debates. Part one tonight, top 10. Not top 10. In no particular order.
Yeah.
10 of them tonight.
I
think tonight it's Bernie and Elizabeth. And tomorrow night it's Joe Biden against Kamala. And Joe says, I'm not going to be as polite. We'll talk more about that next.